It's not a cartoon. It's anime. Yes. Welcome to another episode of Animation. Squad is back in the stew. We all out here. Myself, Rob, Brennan, yep. Ice. We are back in these studio streets.
Full crew.
Full power.
Full power. Got Cam in the booth over there hitting the record button. You know what I'm saying? The engineer.
Was that like a New York accent?
I don't know what the hell that was. I'm sorry. I was hanging around Sabrina too much this weekend. All right, y'all. You know what we're doing here. We do one-off. We talk our shit. We do debates. We do our thing on here, man. And today, we're going to switch the style up a little bit, man. We're going to probably be switching the style up going forward. Probably getting it more into more of a debate. Type of
debate topic stuff.
Debate topical. Yeah, we're gonna switch it there. You know, we're gonna go at it. It's gonna probably be a lot more highlights and arguments back to how we kind of originally started. Gonna keep the question portion, you know what I'm saying, out here in these streets.
Keeping the questions.
Do we want to just jump like what the topic is?
Yeah, let's get right into it.
Today's topic is very controversial. I know a lot of anime fans have talked about some of this stuff. It's a hot topic in the anime world. And we're talking about worst anime dads, man. The worst anime fathers. We're gonna give our takes and who we think are the worst. And we might have some solid arguments, man. I'm excited about this because we've been talking about doing this episode for a very long time.
We have.
And we are now the fuck here.
It's going to happen.
So we want to just, are we jumping straight into questions or how we want to do
the questions is last.
We'll do our first? Attack and defense last. We're going to get into the questions last,
yeah.
First.
Yeah.
I thought the questions was last. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, the question's not going to be last. Let's jump into the questions then, right?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, everybody knows what the story is with anime dads. They're usually pretty terrible.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we're going to take some of those guys to court today. Some of us are going to be attacking them, their moral character. Others are going to be defended.
Yes.
But we got a lot of questions, yeah, just related to anime dads and how they can be better.
Yes, and how can they even
can
be
they
better?
Be better?
All right, man, let's jump into the first question then. Fuck it. What TV dad would you choose to replace an anime character dad? Now, you can choose any father here.
This is any not father.
Yeah, this could be a good father or a weird father, however you want to do it.
Okay.
Any TV dad. I'm going with Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay. Damn it.
Uncle Phil.
He's the best dad in anything.
There's
other ones.
Name a better father in anything.
Honestly,
the example that I gave was Carl Winslow.
That's great.
Why would you? You can still use it. You can still use it. We talking about. I'm not gonna talk about him. I'm gonna talk about Uncle Phil. So Uncle Phil, for me, I mean, you saw what he did. He raised so many different children. They all came out well. You know, got them in private school. I think he would be a great father for these anime for these anime sons. They would have a lot of love in the house and discipline because he wasn't no punk. He didn't let you run over him. He didn't raise no suckers in the house, and he laid down the damn law. And I think he would be a strict father. And I think if he, let's say he was the father of, let's say he was Endeavor.
Okay,
but he was the Endeavor version. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Todoroki would have smashed Deku. Wouldn't have been close because of the things he would have taught Shoto at a young age. He would have whooped his ass. He would be the number one kid. He would be. I got a million jacket on right now, y'all. You see that? 1 million? Mm-hmm. He would have whipped his ass, too. I'm saying it right here first. Only if Uncle Phil was his father. That's my choice for
he's
a
he's the only
dad.
One that could do it?
I mean, there's other followers out there that probably could have. But let's go. Brennan, you squint your eyes. Who would you pick as a TV father?
No, I just see a lot of holes in your arm. You just took like a hell of a leap of logic because it's just like we don't ever see... Uncle Phil doing any form of training. Like, he's actually the opposite of a person who does physical training.
No. I said in the hit.
The discipline.
No, I mean, I get that. But he'd be disciplined enough to be an upstanding citizen, but it wouldn't mean he'd be a good fighter. It wouldn't mean that he'd actually be the number one hero.
How do we know that?
But I'm saying is that we don't know it. But you're assuming that because he'd be a good father.
And you're assuming that he wouldn't
fighter.
Be. So it's the same logic.
I mean, but
you're
my
assuming
thing
that
is
he won't.
Logic,
I think the part of it is just like.
We haven't seen anything.
Uncle Phil would see, Uncle Phil would be like, oh, shit, you can control fire and ice. let me make sure that I'm cultivating your talents and you're using it for the right thing.
He probably wouldn't be training Shoto himself. He'd put him in the best school to capitalize on those opportunities.
But I'm saying if he was Endeavor, so he has Endeavor's powers. Okay. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, he did say that. Okay. He did say that.
Did we miss this?
No.
No, I mean, I heard it. But, okay. I'm like, but the thing is, like the thing about Uncle Phil that, like, is that we don't see much about what he does for a living in that show. Like, we know he's a judge, but that doesn't really...
He was a lawyer first.
He's a lawyer first and a judge,
but
and they talk about
it. But he's seen episodes. We've seen episodes.
There's a couple episodes that are in there that do, but it's like, it's not the main driver of who he is as a character.
What he... What we saw in there was that in every episode, he was the law and the disciplinary in the house. He showed it. And every episode, whether it was with Will, whether it was with Carlton, he got them checked. He checked Will's father.
He was an excellent father.
Exactly.
I agree.
That is the point. The point is, if he was a father and he was an anime dad, if he was Endeavor, which means he has Endeavor's powers, which means he is Endeavor, but with his logic, with his mindset.
But part of who Endeavor is just a bad person.
You're talking about skill set wise.
I get skills wet, but God, I'm just saying, didn't we learn it from Lemillion? Lemillion has a power that took all the ounce of everything in him to be able to learn how to use it on the level that he could.
Brennan.
And so, I know what you're saying.
You're going way too far. I made it
this
so
not
I
even
made
a,
it simple.
This is not even the fight in the fence part.
I made it.
Look, you're fine.
I made it clearly simple. I picked a dad. Right. I put him in a scenario
with
his logic.
Into it.
All right, cool. All right. Well, that's how I wanted to argue. So, okay, if you don't want to argue,
let's argue.
No, that's fine. You're good. Brennan, you're taking it too deep. But you know what? Carl Winslow. I think he'd be a great dad because he's a great dad on any anime. There you go.
Why?
What is that? What is that?
Why?
Huh? Because he's a great dad.
I gave my reason.
Because he puts on a law and order as a police officer.
Okay, that's a good reason.
Done. Go ahead, Rob. Whatever you want to say next.
That's a great reason.
He'd be a great anime dad for anybody.
You know what?
He would be pretty
he's
good.
He's having a give my ball back moment, and I'm going home. That's what he's having right now.
It's a boring argument to me.
It's a boring. You just gave a boring argument too.
I'm to prove the point that your argument was boring.
Don't be me. Be you, Brennan. You need to be yourself.
Oh my God.
That's what you need to be.
That's an Uncle Phil moment right there.
That's what you need to be, Brennan.
That was awesome. I'm Keenan. I give full credit to that moment. That was dope.
I'm just saying, this is why we're doing this, because we all have different mindsets.
True.
No, I mean, for me, I actually do think that Carl Winslow would be a good father.
Yeah.
Anime father. I mean, the thing is, it's just like, I think he'd be a good anime father to someone like Midoriya. Because Midoriya doesn't have a father figure outside of All Might, who is who seems kind of like an irresponsible father figure, where he's doing his best, but he's just not a responsible human being in general.
You think he'd be better than All Might as a father figure?
I do. I do think he'd be better than All Might, outside of literally giving him his powers. I think that he'd be a better father figure, because All Might did encourage him to work harder and all that, but All Might doesn't really teach him, isn't a very good teacher. You know, he's a good person to put you in the situation and say you need to succeed and help you succeed. Mm-hmm. But All Might's not he was like, yo, remember, don't crack the egg. And it's just like, it never worked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, anything All Might taught him really didn't work. And every time he's going through something, All Might doesn't have any advice for him.
That's kind of true.
He's like, oh, yo, the guy's trying to reach back to me from the other generations from the exact same power set that you gave me. Can you give me advice? And he's just like, nah.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is. Well, can you teach me how to not destroy my body every single time? It's like, yo, man, just imagine an egg and don't break it. Like, he doesn't actually give any really
that's a fair criticism
good
of
advice,
All Might,
but he does his best.
Yeah.
He does his best. Like, you can't take anything away from that. So for me, what I'm saying is Carl Winslow, when you look at, for example, the episode where some racist shit happens with other police officers, he gives advice
great
to his
episode.
Son. Great episode. One of the greatest episodes of any sitcom to me. But the advice he gives his sons is like, yo, you are in control of your destiny. You control of how you feel about what happens. Mm-hmm. But then he doesn't do that. He takes it a step further and goes and addresses the problem himself in ways that his son could not. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is that I think he'd be a great mentor for Midoriya, because he's not only going to show him and teach him the mentalities that Midoriya had to teach his damn self or get from Gran Torino, you know what I'm saying, and other people, whatever his name, the Hawkeye guy. Midoriya is learning how to be a hero from everybody but All Might, outside of the actual example of what it is to be the symbol of peace. And what I'm saying is that Carl Winslow is going to teach him how to be a man.
Would Carl Winslow, in your scenario, and we're going to wrap it up for you, would he have powers in any type of way, or would he just be a dad without powers also?
I think he would work either way. So if he had powers, let's say, an All Might or something like that, I think he's going to be better, because it's going to be like, I can teach you from my own personal experiences, like he taught from being a black man experiences.
Right.
But I think that he has the wisdom to understand, is like, I can't put myself in your shoes, but I can be empathetic to the situation and make it similar to this situation. And with, straight Uncle Ben style Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. Mm. And because I have great power holding a gun as a police officer, you now have great power in your hands as having superpowers. And let me teach you what that responsibility should be held like.
Okay. Ice.
the late great Bernie Mac. That would be
Woo!
My pick.
I like this pick.
I feel like he would be a great
put you into the white meat.
I mean, just for multitude of reasons, because technically, biologically, he's not the kid's dad. But I think the fact that he went and he helped his sister out, and you know how the storyline goes is his sister was on drugs and he came and took the kids and helped them to keep them from going into the system. So I think that right there just shows the kind of guy he is. And I think he'll be great for really any type, even as himself, even not even powers. I think him just as himself would be a great dad for any type of anime character. But I'm just thinking just because he's funny, I'm thinking more like a Mob Psycho. Like, I think he would be a dope ass dad for Mob, just to have somebody, you know, just have somebody there to be like, hey, Mob, man, what you doing? Mob, my Bernie Mac impression is terrible. but just getting on Mob's head about like, you need to do this stuff. Stop doing your psychic shit. Let me put you with the right people. And I think the biggest thing that I've always liked about Bernie Mac is the way that he evolves throughout this TV show. Like, he comes in like, fuck these kids, basically. I don't want to do this shit. But they constantly, as much as he teaches them, they are teaching him. And I think that's a dope quality of a dad, is to learn as you go and not be the same person. Like, and learn that you got to talk to baby girl differently than you talk to Vanessa, then you got to talk to Jordan. Like, I think that he'll be able to adapt. Like, all right, cool. Like, you at this point in your career, you know, Deku, you in this point in your career, Mob, like, let me help you. Okay, this how you want to be talked to. Okay, cool. So I think he would be able to not only cultivate their powers, but he would be able to evolve as a person, evolve with them. Because to your point about All Might is like, he's only going to be in one spot. Bernie Mac's going to be like, okay, you crazy now. You didn't master this. Now you at this level. Mm-hmm. Well, let me figure out what I need to do to get on your level so I can continue to teach you. Yeah. So 20 years down the line, he's still that father figure. And he's going to be funny as fuck throughout the whole time. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, his monologue is like, did you see that motherfucker? Just lifted the whole fucking school with his mind. That's what the fuck? Like, I think that'd be cool to see as well.
I would love to see him as Bakugo's dad, because I don't like Bakugo talking like that. And Bernie Mac would shut that shit down.
He would shut it down for sure.
Rob.
Yeah, I went about this more from a purely entertainment standpoint. I'm going to pick one of my favorite dad characters ever is Hal from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes.
I would love to see him on a show. I was actually thinking like a Mob Psycho, just like something where he's just completely out of his depth.
Yeah.
And he's not necessarily going to be a good dad. Yeah. I mean, I think he's a good dad character for those reasons, because of how he comes back from his failures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he would, like, Mob would come to him, or just like there'd be some situation and he'd try to help Mob, but as Hal always does, like, he'd screw it up. Yeah. He'd screw it up. He'd make a mess out of it.
In Hal fashion.
Exactly. But he tries so hard. He loves so much. He cares so much about his family. Like, that's what I love about Hal, is he means well. And, like, you don't see that a lot with a lot of these anime dads, is they're looking out for themselves. They're off on their own shit.
Yeah.
Hal is about his family, and he would kind of stumble and fail his way to success at times. And I think he would be like a great compliment to a show like Mob Psycho, where he would bring the comedy factor. He'd be like another Reagan character that kind of is like,
that's exactly what I thought when you said that.
Yeah, just trying to go to bat for his kid, mm-hmm. and just like probably getting beat the fuck up by a bunch of psychics, you know, that he tries to like stick up for his son in front of. But like, I think Hal would be a great anime. I mean, he'd be a great anime dad. He'd be so funny.
Mm. Okay. Next question. Who's the anime equivalent to your father? Ice.
I don't know where you guys are at Naruto, but I wanted to pick somebody from Naruto, of course, right?
Mm-hmm. We can't defend it. We can't even talk about this. Go ahead.
I was trying to find somebody that was close to somebody.
There's not any good ones that we've seen. Really.
And I had very slim pickings. But I will say it's a guy on there. His name is Asuma. He's the guy, I don't know, you probably saw him. He's the guy with like he has a little beard, and he has like he always smoking a cigarette. But he's pretty dope because, like, he has this extensive background in murder, and he doesn't really, he's a sensei to people, but he doesn't really do it. Like, he's just like, he has a baby girl and stuff like that, and he's just like, I'm cool. Like, he's about that life when the time is necessary, but just talking to him and his demeanor and how he goes about things, you would never know he's about that life. So then, like, my dad, I guess the translation to be like, not saying my dad's a murderer, but my dad was in the military for like 20 plus years. Mm. So it's like, when you talking to him and when you interact with him, he has a super deep voice and he's super smooth. Like, everybody, like, that's his name, Smooth. Mm. So like, talking to him, you wouldn't tell. Like, you would have to talk to him and get in a conversation and be like, oh, you were in the military for 20 years? Because I know you always talk about your dad. Yep. Like, how your dad gives off that military energy, my dad is the complete opposite. Like, He's super cool, super smooth. The way he dresses, he always, no matter what fucking year, time of day it is, he's always in suits and shit, like always got the linens on and shit, like just at all times. And he just exudes just smoothness. And he's just a stark contrast of like what he spent the majority of his life doing. And but he's still with the shit. He still disciplines. When you get out of line, like my dad kicked my ass several times. And then those military parts come out when they need to. Mm-hmm. But just on the surface, he's way different than what he, you know, what his background is.
All right. Rob.
So I'm going to preface this with, like, obviously this is just an equivalent. This is not like a full thing.
I love your dad. I love your dad, Rob.
But if I was going to pick somebody that's an equivalent, and obviously this is not a one for one, I'd pick Maki's dad from Kill la Kill because my dad.
Yo, that's a good one.
My dad's really funny, and he's all like, he's definitely like, how can I help? Like, how can I be involved? And Maki's dad is always like, he shows up to root for his daughter. He's like, you better not let my daughter get hurt. Like, my dad would definitely be, you know, he was always, you know, anytime I had a show or tournament or whatever, he was there. And yeah, no, he's definitely like a good dude at heart and like wants to help out, and he definitely goes to 10, sometimes to 11, which Maki's dad definitely does. I always tell
he's not a back alley dad.
He's not. Yeah. My dad is not a back alley doctor. He's not nearly as perverted as Maki's dad.
Nearly as
not
perverted.
Nearly. Not hey, nearly.
Have y'all listened to his shit yet?
I listened to it.
Man.
I like it.
Let me say this real quick.
Kind of bluesy.
Yeah. His dad is fucking cold.
Yeah, he is.
Harvey is the shit. Like, no, for real though. Like, that may
he'll be the second, right? Harvey Farnum the second.
He's junior.
Junior.
He's junior.
Harvey Junior is Harvey the shit, Jr. man. He his album, that shit crazy too. And also too, he loves the fuck out of Rob's mom. He loves the shit out of her. You can tell it in his rhymes.
In his rhymes.
In his rhymes. Like the whole album is just like. She's the shit. And I've, you know, and that's a stark contrast to the music that I listen to on a daily. So I needed that. He is a phenomenal, phenomenal, talented person.
I appreciate that. And he absolutely does. And I got to tell you, there have been a few times, like, he does live streams now, and he did, like, a birthday show for my mom. He's like, oh, these are all the songs that, you know, I wrote about my wife. And, like, of course I knew that, but there were sometimes I was just like, oh, damn, that's my mom. Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Brennan, what you got?
I mean, mine's kind of boring. It's from Full Metal Alchemist. It's what's his name, May Hughes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, my dad is alive.
I was about
foremost.
To say
he's
shit.
Alive.
Yeah.
he's alive. Hey. No, but my dad he's the depiction of support. You know, like he's always been, you know, there to cheer me on. He's always been there to give me good advice. He's always been there to, you know, my dad lectured the shit out of me as a kid. Like. But I realized now as an adult what he was doing. Like, you know, he's doing a form of brainwashing, to be fully honest. And it was a good brainwashing, though. He's just let me teach you an effective way to approach life. The most effective way that I've determined. Let me teach you all the best of what I have so you can build off of it. And he did. And so, like, I think that's what the kind of person that May Hughes was. Like, May always thought ahead.
Yeah.
He was always cheerful and happy to everybody around him. And he just generally just seemed like an excellent father who was there for his kids. Yeah. So I go one-to-one on that with my dad.
You can't open up saying I got it from Full Metal Alchemist.
You got to be careful. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's a bit of a minefield.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's a contract. There's a contract.
So for me, I mean, he was a father. Okay, I mean, not technically, but technically, yes. I'm gonna have to go with
Say Vegeta.
You know, oh man,
that's a good one. Isn't
fuck! God damn it, Brennan! You changed
blew
my pick.
Up this whole answer.
Yeah, I know.
You
know,
fucked my pick up. Oh fuck!
As soon as I saw this question, I was like, "Keenan's gonna say Vegeta."
I actually had Piccolo.
No, it's Vegeta, bro. Vegeta. It's Vegeta.
Piccolo's good, but
going off of what you saying is more Vegeta than Piccolo.
Vegeta is that's a good one, Brennan. Thank you, bro.
You're welcome.
That is probably the most accurate from what I've seen from anime fathers, just because the disciplinary that Vegeta is, he will. Beat the shit out of you, but he's gonna try to beat you into I mean, as I would say, mediocrity with Trunks, I guess.
Damn.
but I'm not necessarily
damn.
Mediocre.
Damn.
But wow. he's at the end of the day, he loves his family, even though he's very harsh. My dad wasn't necessarily the most emotional person. He didn't necessarily express emotion. Kind of like Vegeta. Vegeta, he, you know, Trunks says he loves you. And Trunks might fly away and be like, yeah, that's my boy over there. That's my boy. That was kind of like my dad. It wasn't like he didn't love me, you know. And then I remember my dad always said we always had this TV moment. He would be like, man, remember that TV moment we had when we hugged? He was like, man, I love you, son. I love you, too. We had a TV moment. We hugged it out. And he was just like, that's a moment that happened when we were like in almost like high school going into college. That's a long time. But it was just like, that's a moment I'm glad for him that stuck with him because he always brings that up. But damn it, Brennan, I had a whole different answer and I had to come up with some shit right now. But Vegeta is easily the most accurate.
How did you get in the same universe and just miss
so close?
I don't know why I wasn't thinking of Vegeta because I wasn't necessarily thinking of a whole bunch of side characters until Piccolo. And then I was like Piccolo because he's a great father to Gohan. And I was kind of sticking to still in my head otherwise to main characters. But I don't know. That was on me. That was on my own thinking.
Here to help.
Next question. We have bad animated dads in America too, which I already know somebody's gonna pick who they're gonna fucking pick.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of good picks for this.
There are.
Which dad from an American anime, animated show, do you think is the worst, Rob?
I dodged my first inclination because I think it's gonna come up later. I'm gonna honestly worst American cartoon dad. I'm gonna say Peter Griffin. Peter Griffin is fucking
terrible.
That's
who I wanted. That's really who I wanted.
He's horrible to all his kids, especially Meg.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Especially, like, hold her down, fart on her, like, fat-shamed his son Chris into getting liposuction. Stewie only refers to him as the fat man. And he even says at one point, like, oh, I dropped all my kids, like, on their heads or whatever when they were babies. Like, he's the worst. Yeah, he's not even a good husband to Lois Lane, or to Lois, not Lois Lane, but to Lois. And honestly, I just found some websites that were just like, yo, Peter Griffin is the villain of this show.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he's absolutely like...
The chicken is a hero.
The hilarious. Chicken might be the hero. The chicken is saving, trying to save Peter Griffin's family. He is a bad dad. And, I mean, this doesn't even touch on all the other shitty things that he's done as a person. He's a bad dad.
That is... You know what's funny? I just went to a top 10 list. Peter Griffin is number one.
I believe it.
That is... that's. I thought of him as a bad dad, but... Look, I'm going to go with, this is low-hanging fruit because it just recently came out. It was his Omni-Man.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Omni-Man is just a piece of shit.
What's the show? What is Invincible, right?
Invincible. Yeah. The show Invincible, yes. Show is incredible. Watch the show,
yo,
please.
Y'all need to see Invincible. It's on Amazon.
Yep.
Not an Amazon link. It's on Amazon Prime. Yeah,
Amazon
direct
Prime.
Video. You can watch it. But it's one of my favorite shows I've seen in recent memories. It's
very good. Once he pretty much called his own wife, like, she's like a pet. He told his son, your mom.
Spoilers.
You're like a pet to me. She's like a pet to me. Like, she's not really, I don't really care for her. And he beat his son half to death. Knocked his fucking teeth out. Punched him across how many fucking cities? I don't know.
A few
cities. This dude is horrible. He's murdered people. And pretty much is just like, hey, I got to just murder a whole bunch of people because we got to be the strongest out here. We got to rule this shit. So
and it's his own sick, twisted way of trying to care for his son.
Yeah, it's like, I love you, son. We are going to, like, we're a different breed. His son's like, bro, I was raised with these people. You want me to pretty much kill my friends and, like, and my mom pretty much, like, you cool with her dying and you don't care? I don't care.
He doesn't.
I will say I love his mustache, though. His mustache is Hardy. Tom Selleck mustache. Omni Man is my pick. Ice.
I mean, obviously, I had Omni Man, too. I was thinking about him, too. I was thinking about, no, I won't say him because I might, because Brendan might say him. But freaking, growing up, I was a big Hey Arnold fan. And one thing that I couldn't get over is fucking Helga's dad. How fucking trash he was. Big Bob. Mm-hmm. The Beeper King himself.
The Beeper King.
Oh, my God. He just... Lit, like, any time that he was on the screen, he was talking shit about Helga. And I know Helga in the background, she was obsessive, but she was pretty smart, and she had her shit together. Like, she was able to keep her grades afloat, be outside, be a kid, and still had an unhealthy addiction to fucking Arnold all in the same day.
Like, no wonder she doesn't know how to show him love.
Exactly.
And that's big. It comes from parenting.
And that's big. And there was so many underlining things in Hey Arnold, and that's one of the things as well. She had to go to a fucking psychiatrist. And she was, I remember talking to the psychiatrist, and she was like, I'm invisible. Like, nobody pays attention to me at my house. My mother, I think they was alluding to her mother being a fucking drug addict or something, because she was just always dopey in every scene. And she didn't really care about her that much either. And she was like, if it wasn't for Arnold, I would not care to live. Like, that's fucking crazy. And you're a trash-ass dad if a person lives in your own house, and every time that you speak to this person, you shitting on them. And that's what he did every chance he got.
You know what? That's probably why that show was so... Like I said, I was kind of on the age of, like, growing a little bit, kind of old for Hey Arnold. I watched it a little bit, but I wasn't as people the younger that loved it. And that's why that shit was so relatable. That probably hurt. Kids probably saw that was probably like, that's my childhood.
Yeah.
Dealing with that. He's number 18 on the top 10, on one of these top 10 lists.
As he should be 8. Like somewhere in the top.
Move him
he
up
should
a
be
few
top
spots.
10. Yeah, because he's garbage.
Yeah, he's all right. Who you got, Brennan?
Stuart McCormick.
From
South Park. Oh, Kenny's father.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What does he do for a living, guys? Alcoholic. Out of work alcoholic.
That's his job.
That's his literal job. And he also frequently abuses his wife. And his son dies on almost every single episode, tragically and violently, because he's not watching him or being a good father. He is the worst.
He's bad.
Father. At least Peter Griffin keeps his children alive.
Okay.
Yeah. They're alive. They are alive. How much, like, I would argue that Kenny from South Park has gone through more trauma than anybody that we can name, any of the children we've met.
Oh, 100%.
Like, he's gone through more trauma. His dad has literally nothing. He's an alcoholic, abusive father.
Yeah,
who lets his son die.
Does the world of South Park give it scale, though? You know, like, because South Park, a lot of fuck shit happen. Like, so him dying every day,
we're
that's
comparing this to Family Guy.
But I'm, right, to where, like, the
fuck shit don't happen. Oh, giant chickens show up just to whoop Peter's ass out of nowhere in the middle of an episode.
If Chris dies, Chris dies. If Megan dies, Megan dies. Like,
I mean,
there was
a whole
saying.
Part, like, where Kenny died and didn't come back.
Yeah, but I'm
that
saying
that did happen for a while.
Yeah.
So they're like
amongst 20 seasons though.
Because like they even get into it. Any of you guys see like the arc where they did the little kid like superhero thing where they had Mysterion come on?
Mm-mm.
Like they kind of have like they're doing like their Marvel MCU like kind of takeoff or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool like series of episodes. But Kenny, like they reveal that like he's this hero called Mysterion and nobody really knows who he is, and it kind of gets revealed of who he is and that he actually has the superpower of every time he dies, he's reborn and nobody remembers that he died. And he has this like traumatic event. So he's like this Batman-esque sort of like serious, like talks like this superhero.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like doing their goofy shit. And Kenny's like really doing like the superhero thing, has a superpower, and his superpower is he can die and then just come back. And nobody remembers. And it's like tortures him. So absolutely, like Kenny is fucked up in the head.
Yeah. Bro, it says here he's died about 126 times.
Yep.
That's it?
At the end of the day,
that's it.
From Brennan's standpoint, who else has died at least once or twice in that show? So Brennan has a point. Everybody else's father at least kept their kid alive.
Yeah, I mean, because other people have died on South Park, but like when they killed Chef, like Chef's dead.
Yeah. Chef is dead.
I didn't know Chef died.
Yeah, they had a whole thing because he quit the show because they made fun of Scientology, and he was like a Scientologist, and he's like, I'm not with that.
No, the actual voice of Chef?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they killed him?
So they killed him.
Yeah.
Isaac Hayes, right?
Yeah, Isaac Hayes.
He's a Scientologist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not
what
know that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he quit the show over their Scientology episode, and he was like, that's funny, you had no problem cashing the checks when we did the Mormon episode or whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
Dang, they go hard.
Yeah. South Park has other fathers.
Take no prisoners.
Stephen Stotch?
Oh yeah.
On there?
Yeah.
I even thought about bringing up Randy Marsh.
I was gonna bring up Stu Pickles.
Stu Pickles is garbage.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
He's an inventor. He couldn't invent being around for his children.
but he was there.
Yeah, but it didn't matter. Like how much like life threatening danger did Tommy Pickles go through?
But I think
all his friends. He's not only bad to his kid, he's bad to all the kids because
the other parents leave their kids in his care.
But I feel like Angelica's parents are worse.
They're all pretty bad.
She's super snotty. She don't give a fuck about. She don't listen to Angelica. She made like because of her. Angelica has this complex where she's just trying to run these kids. I feel like she's worse than at least Stu is there.
Well, he's there, but he goes in the basement. He's like, I'm going to go invent some shit. Y'all be good. And like, puts him behind a gate. And
he loves his kids, though.
He does.
Angelica's mom don't give a fuck about her.
All of the parents on this list, I'm speaking Spanish, minus Kenny's father would probably say they love their kids. And I don't think Kenny's father would say it. I don't think he would.
No, but Peter Griffin legitimately said, I don't care about my kids.
But did they die?
Has he fought for them ever?
And they can fight, though.
He did beat up, I think, a couple people, like...
For Meg at one point, right?
For Meg.
Yeah.
Because he's basically like, I'm the only one that can treat her like shit.
Yeah.
So, like, if you want to defend him based on that, I don't know.
And Meg and Chris have hands.
Yeah,
like, y'all remember that cafeteria episode? Like,
yeah,
they went in.
By necessity.
Yeah. You gotta fight your own father. That's true. All right. This next question is pretty deep. Why do Japanese anime characters, father figures, why are they still terrible? Is it just in cartoons in general?
So, you're going to say me,
you
right?
Got this.
Yeah, Britain. Yeah. Britain.
All right, so, I mean, the thing is, I don't know how much room I'm going to be able to leave for you guys to talk about. I want to hear your opinions on it, but I dug into this.
I'm going
to
let you.
I got theories, maybe. I dug into it a little bit because
I was like, so my first thought was like, man, there's something up with Japanese culture, but then I started, that's the reason for the second part of this question, where I was just like, but then I think about it, and as Rob's question pointed out, well-timed questions here, Keenan. Mm. As Rob's question pointed out, that there's a lot of bad fathers in a lot of shows, and it's not even just like anime, though. If you think about it, or cartoons, it's like pretty much any kind of superhero, anything has either absent or not good parents, or like anything that's action oriented like that. And it's like, you think about it, is because what ends up happening in storytelling is that a father figure represents stability and safety.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you have a strong, positive father figure, then chances are you're good. And if you're good, then there's no conflict that's like existential that's going to be able to threaten everything that you have. And so like you, like in any of these, even like pretty much any example of any protagonist that we see, specifically in like a shonen type, aka younger man type of show.
Coming of age.
Yeah, coming of age, anything.
Uh-huh.
Like you're not going to really see a strong father figure for the most part, because it just doesn't work story wise. Because then it's like, what are you fighting against? You know, it's even like you can take it to almost any of them. It's like Samurai Champloo. I'm looking for the sunflower that sells
that smells like sunflowers.
The samurai that smells of sunflowers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you think about literally any of them, and it's even in like My Hero Academia. Midoriya's father is not even mentioned.
No,
like there's literally no anything about his father anywhere. You know, Demon Slayer, dead immediately. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you think about all of them, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Not necessarily his fault. But
not his fault. I'm not saying it's like he's a bad father because he's a bad person.
He was almost
but
one
I'm
of
just
my
saying
peaks.
They're either a bad father purposely or not around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like that's kind of like part of what it takes to tell a good story of a coming of age young character that's going to be dope. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like because they have to overcome part of that. Because it's just like, tell me another like I was trying to rack my brain, and I'm not trying to like challenge you and say there isn't it that doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
But tell me a show that's coming of age where somebody is overcoming massive obstacles and they have a strong father figure that isn't like specifically a show that was put against like odds, like one of these black shows.
Static Shock,
you know? Static Shock.
Static Shock. I didn't watch Static Shock. I watched like episodes of it, but I don't remember his dad in it.
Mm.
Okay. Are we doing just cartoons?
No, I can mean. I mean, like, you could say just car. Because the thing is, it's like coming of age stuff, like where there's not like the superheroes and stuff like that. Like you said, you could say family members or like even the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air doesn't have it. His horrible father, in that show. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's just like he had to overcome that. That's one of the most epic episodes
of all
in
time.
TV of anything.
Absolutely.
Is when his dad left him.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But do you understand? Because his dad, his stability, his thing, it left him.
Yeah,
you know, and that hits the core of pretty much any kind of a watcher in like the nuclear family based culture that we have. And so for me, I was just like, that question got so much deeper to me, because at first I was just like, man, anime is fucked up.
Yeah.
Then I was just like, wait a minute, cartoons are fucked up. Then I was like, wait a minute. We're fucked up, you know, but we like fucked up shit.
Yeah,
you know, that's what it came down to. We like to see fucked up shit, but we like to see people overcome fucked up shit.
Yeah, it's the conflict.
So it's the conflict. So it's like, what bigger conflict than you have than can you have than be taking away that stability? So that's kind of what it came down to. And I was just like, all right, I'm not gonna hate on anime dads that much, because dads in general and these type of narratives are gonna be bad, or the show's not gonna be good.
Okay, Rob.
Yeah, no, I do think there's a lot to that. I do think it's interesting. I think in a lot of
it's a good answer.
In a lot of like American like comic stuff specifically, it's a lot of father figures that are no longer around. Like not necessarily bad father figures, but like you look at Spider-Man with like an Uncle Ben like killed before his time, or like Bruce Wayne, his had good parents.
He did.
But
they were amazing parents.
Killed in front of him, and
even Batman Beyond's parents.
Even
his mom still.
So for a lot of those characters, it's actually aspiring to be like those characters that were taken away. Mm-hmm. Those dads that were taken away from them, and still having to like struggle and have that conflict. So certainly, I don't necessarily think it's they have to be a bad figure, but having them not around, having them not function in what we understand understand to be the typical father or good father role, like I think taking that away from a character is definitely something. Whereas you see like a lot of characters do still have like the mom or a mom figure, like where it's an Aunt May or like, you know, Deku's mom or, you know, whoever.
Right.
Like the mom character is usually still.
But what do they represent? That's the other thing. Like, what does the mom character represent? It's like they don't represent the stability and safety. Or, they represent unconditional love.
If you got like an Iron Man who just like had the trash father and he was killed. So like,
yeah
he got the double whammy.
Double down. Yeah.
But
did you have something to say, Cameron?
No, he was pointing at time because I asked about the time. All right. Ice.
I don't know. I think that I don't want to really say because it said Japanese, and I don't Japanese anime characters characterize, like, I don't know. I don't think it's a reflection of Japanese people as a whole. I don't think that is. You won't get me on you won't get me on video saying that. but I think Brennan really hit it. I think what he spoke about is pretty much what it is. I think that there are good ones in cartoons. There's a couple that I can think of. I mean, he ended up dying, but Mufasa was pretty fucking dope. Like,
but again,
he died. He got taken away. Yeah. While he's a child. He's a toddler, pretty much.
You know who was dope? Fucking Hank Hill. Hank Hill was a good dad.
Hank Hill was a good dad.
Fucking Hank Hill.
Yep.
He had a good heart.
Damn it, Bobby.
Bobby was a bad son.
Yep.
So the thing is about the thing about that is that Hank's dad was bad though.
He was horrible.
Yeah. Hank, the show was about Hank. It wasn't about Bobby.
He's actually in the top 20 dads, actually.
Yeah. Hank's father was trash.
Yeah, he's bad.
So that's still a bad dad in that show.
He's a raisin looking motherfucker.
Yeah. Who's a complete asshole.
Yeah.
Who's the size of Bobby and a complete asshole.
Like, yeah, he doesn't have shins or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just a reflection of what he said. I think it's more so of it's not. I don't think it's a we fucked up situation. I don't think it's a reflection of us as people.
We like fucked up shit.
But I do think that it's easy. It's so many times that we've watched stuff and was like, oh yeah, they're going to fucking die.
Yeah.
There's no reason that we're getting this 5-minute, scene of the brother seeing his other brother for his long time since he came back.
Right.
Oh, somebody, either the little brother's going to die or the big brother's going to die.
Yeah.
And we can see that coming from a mile away, but we still watch it and we still get hit from that. So many times that we talked about in Iron Blooded Orphans, we knew somebody was going to die. That did not soften the blow at all.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing too. It's just like, we have this plot that I don't give a fuck if you see it coming from a mile away. That shit's still gonna hit you because us as people, that's what we like.
Hey, yeah. Ice, can you still see the ghost of laughter, sadness, and Rob's eyes?
I gotta tell you, I did not see that one coming.
Yeah,
one blindsided.
We talked about that episode. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about our review of Iron Blooded Orphans. I think that was the second to last episode for that one. But in that one, Rob got emotional.
Oh, man, that was a tough one.
Yeah, that was a really tough
one. There were a lot that I saw coming on that show. I did not see that one coming.
Him stepping out, he was mine.
You already know the Orga one got me, though. Yeah. That's all different.
You not talking about Orga?
What's up?
You not talking about Orga's death that got you?
No, we're talking about...
No, I was talking about laughter when she went to the...
Oh, shit.
You missed that whole thing I just said.
No, I saw. I didn't know you was referencing...
Huh?
Because with the name, Jimmy, probably...
Cameron's watching the show.
Oh, thank God.
Shit. Are you watching Iron Blooded Orphans right
now? I don't know. Yeah. Are you watching it now?
I'm watching that and Jujutsu right now.
Oh, shit.
Cameron's watching Jujutsu Kaisen and Iron Blooded. You can't watch both of those at the same time.
I mean, they kind of balance each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched like a really sad show and a really good show. Like I watched...
Mob Psycho.
No, I watched Mob Psycho with Promised Neverland at the same time. That's a good combination.
That's needed. That's needed.
You need the palate cleanser for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I think that's what... There's a couple good fathers out there. But yeah, I don't. It just drives the plot.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I said, I said Static Shock. I feel like that. He was there for his son.
Mr. Incredible's cool.
True. Yeah, but the show isn't really about the kids. The show's about like the dad. You know what I'm saying?
Incredible.
Like,
you gotta think about the Incredibles as a whole, though.
Yes and no, but like if you think about like screen time and like who the camera follows more than anybody else, it's definitely Mr.
It's
Incredible.
Mostly from his perspective.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I didn't have much. I figured you had a super deep answer. That was a pretty deep question.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys kind of touched on it. Right. Like I said, my only one was Static Shock Pops. Next question. Is there a TV or movie dad that's not animated or not on any animated shows or movies that you would put in the worst dads category? So, like, a live-action father. There's a couple, man. Walter White was
damn
pretty bad.
That's what I had.
I'm sorry, Walter White. And maybe you could expand on mine because I don't have. I don't. You know, you probably. I know you would go deeper. We think differently, so you would go deeper. But he was just a bad dad. He made a lot of bad decisions. He put his family at risk a bunch of times. I just think he didn't think things fully. He was a very selfish motherfucker. He didn't realize it.
Yeah.
So I feel like towards the end, maybe towards the end.
Yeah, towards the end.
You out here, you got a handicapped son. You're not explaining shit to him. He's fucking pissed off, and you just leaving him in the wind. You got a brand new baby. Like, you're doing shit wrong. And there was moments where, you know, when he got cheated on, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of on his side.
I mean, listen. What? Just to piggyback on your answer, because it was the same as mine. I think what solidifies him as a bad dad is he kept saying he was doing what he was doing for his family,
right?
But ultimately, it was only for himself and because he enjoyed it.
Very
and
sad,
he
yeah.
did like kind of eventually cop to that,
right? Because at one point he was considered like this pushover, lookover guy, and nobody knew who he was. And then he kind of became a god in a sense, especially in his city. In his state, really. So it was like, yeah, he definitely did it for that. Once he felt that power and was like, yo, he's this guy, he was like, fuck this. It's like, yeah, oh, I'm doing it for y'all just to cover this up. But it's really because, yes.
Yeah.
Bow to me now. I'm the fucking head guy of this shit.
He said, like, I'm good at it.
Yeah.
He's very good at it. But that doesn't make him a good dad.
No.
No, not at all.
Do you want to give time to get another answer?
Let me think about it.
Okay. Brennan, are you searching too?
No, I'm good. I'm
okay.
Good. Dexter Morgan. From Dexter, the show Dexter.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember or not. He had a kid, and the kid was kidnapped by serial killers and cried in a pool of his mother's own blood. If you guys don't remember.
I didn't finish the series, so no, I don't know.
Oh, well, there you go. It's a spoiler. Ahead. I mean, it's like.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That video is so great.
Bro, that was my favorite character in that show, season one. Of course he was. He was so great. But either way.
He knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
surprise, motherfucker. But yeah, like, bro, like, he had a kid. He's like, I'm going to, you know, calm down and do this. And it's like. What was Dexter out doing when his literal wife got murdered in a bathtub and, you know, child was laid next to them, like laid next to her to cry into the, like, the blood? Oh, you were out killing somebody. That's what you were out doing?
Karma?
Bruh.
It's a bad look.
That's a pretty rough father.
Yeah.
I don't care how often you are there. That's a one instance kind of thing that is unforgivable on any stretch of the imagination. You couldn't deal with your insatiable appetite of killing humans. To take care of your child who literally had their mother killed in front of them and then sat in their blood.
How old was the child?
2 or 3.
He ain't gonna remember that.
You don't think that's gonna scar him?
He ain't gonna remember that, man.
You don't think there's any part of, like, any memory that you're gonna have, like...
Bro, he's not
it's
gonna
It's like, there's a subconscious that builds when you're a child.
I understand that, but let me
so
tell you something,
So it's not gonna be a direct memory. That's gonna be a fucked up kid, no matter what.
Anything that you remember from when you were 2 years old, most likely you were told.
No, I agree that it's not a... I think it's a she.
People realize stuff from when they was 2. Like, they remember stuff from when they were 2. Like, I remember
if your
stuff
mother
when
gets
I was
killed
2.
Let me tell you something.
You?
People say they remember stuff when they were 2. 99% of the time is what your parents told you and you remembered.
It's like science. Look it up. It's, you do
what
remember
I'm saying
stuff
is
when you're 2.
It's extremely rare that you remember deep memory.
It's a lot more common than you think it is.
That was my answer.
It's not. It's definitely not. But go ahead.
Look it up.
I already looked it up. Go ahead.
When?
I looked it up before.
Oh, my God.
That's where my answer came from.
What's your answer, Ice?
Yeah.
About this question?
No.
George Bluth is a fucking trash-ass dad.
George Bluth from Arrested Development.
Development.
I didn't watch Arrested Development like that.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's such a good show.
My lady loves it. She said it's amazing.
It's one
amazing.
Of the greatest shows ever.
One of the best comedies of all time.
I got to watch it.
First 3 seasons are 10 out of 10.
Yeah. The Netflix one.
The way that it just, like, builds on itself.
Last season
is bad. It's talk about, like, I know they...
I didn't even watch it.
They give it to The Office as, like, paying people for, you know, watching the show a long time. But Arrested Development, like, gives you big payoffs from watching it. Like, the 3rd season, that, like, the references they make from the prior seasons
is crazy.
It's fucking, like,
it blows
you.
Your mind. Like, you're watching it. You're just like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah.
They just do it without, like just, like.
And it's subtle. And they don't even sit on it.
They
just
keep
fucking
moving.
Going. Yeah, he's garbage. He's like, garbage. I mean,
I can't watch a man wear jorts anymore.
Who is he? And who's the actor that plays him again?
Oh, Jeffrey Tambor?
Yeah. Okay, yes.
He's garbage. I mean, this does nothing to the story. He taught them not to lie about something. Like, you lose an arm if
jail the whole time, right? Or he was in jail?
Yeah,
most of the time.
But he taught his kids how to lessons by hiring paid actors to die.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
That's to why you always leave a note.
Yeah, yeah. Teaching them life lessons.
Little shit. Like, leave a note or a call when you get somewhere.
Yeah.
And you didn't, and now, this person fucking died.
Dead.
I gotta watch this show.
They missing an arm or losing a hand.
It's
all this
so
stuff. Like,
funny.
I've been stalling for years on this show.
I promise you, it's fucking awesome. It's completely worth it. And it holds up.
It's 5 seasons or?
3 seasons. It's only three seasons.
The first 3 seasons were like the original run, and they're very good. Yeah. Then they came back for 2 more seasons on Netflix. The fourth one's okay. The fifth one, I think, is just not good. Yeah.
Mm. So, like we said, 3 seasons.
3 seasons.
3 seasons.
Okay, I watched the first season.
There's an ending on the third season.
And the third season is the end, too. So
yeah,
it's not like...
Just let it be at the end of the third season, and that's all you need.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I'm not tripping. All right, next question. If you had to pick, what anime dad would you have to have as your own, Rob?
Easy.
I would definitely pick Soichiro Yagami, Light's dad, because he's actually a pretty good dad.
Yeah.
Overworked.
Yep.
Maybe doesn't spend enough time with his kids, but believes in his kids.
Yep.
But, you know, stands up for his kids. Like, when L is saying, like, I think your kid is the murderer, he straight up tells him at some point, like, all right, like, I'm going to let you say this, but just to let you know, like, I will go fucking ape shit on you. Like, if it turns out he's not. Like, he's as good a dad as we kind of get in a lot of these anime shows. Mm-hmm. And he really goes out. Like, he does pull a couple tricks on his son a couple times. In his defense, his son was a serial killer. So, you know, you kind of got to give him a pass on that one. But I would go with Soichiro Yagami.
All right. We go next?
Yes, please.
There we go. I paid you back for stealing my Walter White answer.
I was like, oh.
Also, to top on the last one, if I did have to pick somebody, I thought about it, I'd go Tywin Lannister from Game of Thrones. Yeah. Would definitely make it on the worst dad list. Yeah.
Gosh, I've seen Game of Thrones either.
On Rob's shirt, you will see a green man named Piccolo. Technically not a father, but one of the greatest
fathers. He's a father, bro. Yeah.
Technically not a father, but one of the greatest fathers of all time in anime. He's a classic, easy, low-hanging fruit pick. He raised Gohan. He protected Gohan. And he has protected Gohan with his life on multiple occasions. He cares more about that son than his own father. than his own father and possibly his brothers. His brother does. He cares about Gohan more than anybody. Mm-hmm. He takes full ownership of him as a father and does an excellent job. So, like, I'd be like, yo, let me get that. Like, I feel like if I had Piccolo as a dad, like, I would be ready for war at any day, but I also would feel loved.
Okay.
And I would have survival skills.
You would.
It's true.
That's true. I have to go with Thor's. I think Thor's will be. I think he'd be a great father. I guess it's simple. We saw how he did. Thor's alive. If he stays alive, you know, we don't want. Spoiler alert: he dies.
It happens pretty early
in the first second episode. So
super tough dad, raised his son to be a G. I think it was necessary for him to go through that, his son to go through that. But I think if he was around, he still would have been a dope ass character. Short and simple, Thor's for me.
It'd be Vegeta for me. I think he'd be a dope ass dad. I think that's the type of stuff that I respond to, especially being in athletics the majority of my life. I think he, you know, again, to my dad being super cool, sometimes he was too cool. So I think his having that person just being like, what the fuck you doing? Like, get on your shit and just being on me. I turned out to be a really good athlete, and I feel like even with a Vegeta type dad, I wouldn't have no choice but be in the professional something. So I think that'd be cool. All
right. I was trying to skim through because we closing on time. We still got the anime worst.
Oh, yeah.
And
we
the
still
fans.
Got
we got to do knock that
skip,
shit out.
We can skip my last question. I don't think it's very good.
That's actually I put it last because it's a really good question. But
it is. I mean, it's fine. But.
You can get rid of mine and do Brennan's.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's
whatever. Fine. That's good.
Okay. What should the role of an anime father look like? Since they're so bad, what should the role actually look like, Brennan?
I wanted some deep questions this time, didn't I, guys?
You did.
It goes after the first question that I had, is that, like, we understand that anime wouldn't be watchable or as watchable without bad anime dads. So, like, what should it look like? And I guess that begs the question of, like, what is it that we want to watch? Mm-hmm. So, like, as a, like, if this was the real world, then obviously we want to have an anime father that's responsible, respectful, and loving. Mm-hmm. But for me, for my anime, I want a dad. I personally, if I was to design it, let's say, I'm going to answer a question like this. If I was to design an anime father, I would design an anime father that would be something along the lines of having the reputation of Baki's father, mm-hmm. The strongest person on the earth, and still, like, but be too, like, too busy, like All Might would have been in his prime, saving the world, and doing his best to be a mentor and leaving things around like Ging, like Gon's father from Hunter x Hunter. So leaving things lined up so he can train. And then also, you know, showing up kind of like the All Might does to beat the Nomu occasionally just to save his life. That's what I would say. That's where I would be if I was to design an anime father. And that's the role that I would say the anime father would be. Not really around until it was absolutely necessary, but leading by a great example, but doesn't have time to actually raise the child. Because if he did, then it would be a boring show.
Brennan's trying to lay up his gang defense later on.
100%.
Setting it up.
Ice.
I think you take a little bit of everybody that we talked about. I think if you have the pushiness.
Did you say everybody that we talked about?
The good people that we talked about.
Oh, I was about to say, like, not tell everybody. Me what you're taking from, from Kenny's dad.
No. the good dads that we talked about. I think a little bit of Vegeta, of pushing your son, but the love of a Piccolo. And then also too, the clout, I guess you would say, of Baki's dad to where, but he, I don't want my dad just chilling in the Speedo, sitting crisscross applesauce all the time. I don't want that at all. And just, I feel like he should be there. I feel like he should be there. I don't want to see a dad that's not there. I want to see a dad that's there as a measuring stick of like, hey, I'm the best hero out. I'm the best character out. I'm the strongest out. Let me motivate you to get to my level so you don't live in my shadow. And I think, like, having the the dad's shadow, his motivating force, like, I'm going to be better than my dad. And then he ends up being a good guy, but it's just like, hey, you're still his kid. You're still this guy's kid. You're still this guy's kid. And, like, throughout the show, he's fighting to be bigger than his dad. And then, you know, maybe ultimately he ends up dying and he has to, you know, take the mantle or something like that or something. But I feel like if he uses himself as the dad is a driving force for the kid and he's present.
Okay. I'm going to stick with just what I said before with Thoris. I just think he's a great father. I think he's epitome of an anime dad besides his death.
I think it's because he dies. It's epitome.
If he was still alive, I think Thoris would have had something. Thorfinn would have still had something to strive for to try to be just like his dad and to be just as strong as his dad. If you had to put something in there to where there was conflict with his pops, either his power was starting to decline, so he had to train his son, or you know maybe he got he just got disabled some type of way. But I think he would have still been a great father. He's kind of at least even mentally loved the family, loved the mother. Wasn't this bad guy at all. He was overall a good guy besides dying. Rob?
Yeah, I mean, what is the role of... Does it look like... It's a tough question to ask or to answer because, yeah, you want that conflict. You want that character to be able to, like, you know, have... To make it interesting, right? It's almost like you were saying, you kind of have to have that conflict there. But what I think might be interesting is if, like... Maybe there's a character out there that's like this, but... So many animated shows, especially with like a shonen or like a superhero type thing, you know, you have the son or daughter, you know, kind of working towards after like what the dad did. And I think it'd be interesting to see a dad that's like, maybe they're not doing something. Maybe the dad's doing something completely different. Like the dad's kind of another lane in life. They're not necessarily chasing after the same success that the father had. And the father can kind of come in and like, maybe they even like write off the dad at some point and just like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Like he doesn't know what I'm going through, only to have the dad kind of come in at like important moments to be like, no, but like consider it from this perspective, or like, I know I'm not like, you know, All Might or whatever, but you know, me working my job at like, you know, the paper factory or whatever, I learned this little nugget that can kind of like put it in perspective and like, damn, I never really thought about things.
Kind of like
that
Tanjiro's
way.
Dad.
That, yeah, a little bit. I think Tanjiro does have a good dad. His only thing that you can kind of fault him for is he's dead, so he's not around. But Tanjiro's dad is a good dude and tried to help him, and obviously is still affecting him to this point where even at the end of season one, he's like, oh shit, my dad gave me the answers that I needed all along. I just didn't have all the pieces to put it into place. Like, so something like that would be, you know, really interesting. Yeah.
That's crazy. He needed his dad to die and all that stuff to happen with his family because... he wouldn't have became a demon slayer. You think,
otherwise,
right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. All right. Well, this portion, that's the end of the question portion of the show, man. We're gonna get to this is a portion where we're gonna talk about two different topics, and this one in particular, worst anime dads, and then you have to defend a bad anime dad. Now, I'm going to time this one. I'm gonna give you a minute and a half to state your worst anime dad and reasons why they're the worst, and then on the bad defense, I'm gonna give you how should we do that? You think? Because are we gonna try to go at each other for the defense? I'm sure. So.
I mean, I think we'll lay it out. Like, everybody will put their pick out, you know, lay out their case, and then we can kind of go around and be like, all right, I agree with you on this, or I think you're wrong.
We'll probably give you a minute to a minute and a half to rebuttal that or whatever the case may be. All right, so worst anime dad, you got 2 minutes, Brennan. Minute and a half to 2 minutes. Who you got?
Son Goku. Easy. Goku is the worst anime dad. He's known for it. He is, like, the king of anime dads being bad. Like, let's just, like, we can just break down, this is going to be super easy. We can just break down a couple different abilities that Goku has that, like, even the most egregious ability that he has that makes him a horrible father is instant transmission. Mm-hmm. Because if he wanted to be in his child's life, he could be there at any point in time and not lose any time and travel or anything like that. He is rather be fighting random aliens he's never heard of on different planets, learning different things, and just like he, and of course he's also the only person that can do instant transmission, because of course he wouldn't teach it to his motherfucking sons. He has two of them, so it's like, yeah, he doesn't want them to be able to follow him wherever he goes. And he can also transmit other people with him. So just that alone, that he doesn't spend any time training or bringing his kids with him anywhere, he has literally no excuse for that, because he physically could do it and be anywhere and everywhere at the same time. That's number one. Number two, the most perfect, powerful being, aka Cell, gets his ass beat by his son. And he's just like, here's a senzu bean, Cell. Go head on and beat the shit out of my kin. Why? Why did you give somebody who's trying to kill everybody on this planet and destroy everything there?
That's the key.
A senzu bean.
Yeah.
Your son is fighting for his life on a guy that you can't even beat. And you're just like, this fight doesn't seem like it's doing what it's supposed to be. Let's go ahead and mix it up a little bit. Son, you got it. So that's why, I mean, that alone, like Goten, who, you know what I'm saying? Like, he has a son that he doesn't mention, who doesn't train, who gets no shine whatsoever.
Goten's like, yeah, Goku who? Like,
yeah. Yo, literally. Goten
both of them are like, who for each other?
There's a whole episode where Goten meets his dad for the first time after he can walk, talk, fight, and turn into a Super Saiyan. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
And to this day, Goten's claim to fame is Goten's, like,
no,
his fusion is like, so he yeah. never Goten's, really yeah. got the Goten's, he never got
the only thing I'll say is that Goten is his literal spitting image and gets no love from him.
Yeah, that's it. Damn, that was pretty good.
It's a good case.
That instant transmission, I wasn't even thinking about that. That's fucking
that's
terrible.
That's what fucking pisses me off about Goku more than anything else. It's like, not only do you not teach it to them, you don't use it.
Yeah. For me, I'm going to go Shao Tucker. I think nobody's worse than him. You transmuted your daughter into a Chimera. Like, you...
That's what I wanted.
That's the worst fucking thing you can ever do. I understand that... I read some things online. It was like, man, but he actually cared. That was his last resort.
That don't mean you have to do it. Who says that?
This is my last resort.
Bro, let me tell you something. You took the two most precious things, man's best friend, or somewhat, a dog or whatever it is, and your daddy's little girl. That's what made... If that was his son, I would have felt bad, but not as bad. I'm going to be real with you. I wouldn't have... And or his daughter was an asshole.
They knew what they were doing, getting a daughter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That would hit differently. Because if it was a son, we'd be like, damn. But his daughter, that's just different. If his daughter was like a little asshole, I'd have been like, ah, well, it is what it is. I wouldn't have felt that bad for it, to be honest with you. I know that's kind of dark, but fuck it. It is what it is. It's just anime. But for you to do that, and then you pretty much just like, I did it. And it drove you crazy to do that to your own daughter. And you didn't I'd rather take my own life. I'm not doing that.
Make me a Chimera. Make myself.
And he had already done it to his wife.
Bro, like, he's like, I finally got one that understands. Fucking can understand the language now.
Kill me.
Yeah, it's my daughter. Oof.
Kill me.
You should have killed yourself, Shao Tucker. If I ever catch you in the streets, ever.
It's on site?
It's on site.
He got to run my fade.
What about the voice actor?
The voice actor gotta run my fade too.
By association.
Japanese and English, man. I'm gonna get you on the rap afterward, but you gotta run my fade up front.
For the record, if Kenan Baker got called right now, I was like, we want you to voice over this character, we're gonna pay you this much money, Kenan would be like, I am in.
Yeah.
What's your point? I run the fade with myself afterwards. I feel like, I understand I'm terrible. All right, so you got?
Ash Ketchum's dad. I mean, we got to call him Ash Ketchum's dad because he doesn't have a fucking name. That's first and foremost. He did. Both of his parents are trash. Let's just say that first and foremost. Well, I guess second. But the fact that one, you're not there, and from what I've read and researched, his dad is out doing stuff. Like, his dad is a trainer himself. Ashton got 50 million badges and went across the whole world, all these leagues, all these gyms. He ain't seen your ass yet.
Where gym
are you at? What gym is that, sir? What
like
world
no
is that league?
No one ever was.
What, he has caught 150-plus Pokemon and hasn't ran into you yet. He can go through a bunch of bushes and find Pokemon. He can find fucking Mewtwo and Mew
to catch them
before he found your ass. How?
To train them.
He tamed Charizard before he found your ass.
And he didn't want to be trained.
No, Charizard did not want to be trained.
At all. What the hell?
I don't like that anime.
He's garbage.
You like Pokemon?
And the fact that both of them are trash, your son is out. I could street lights come on, you bring your ass home. Maybe you give or take, you get 30, 40 minutes after that, and then that's it. Maybe. I have to damn near get a permission slip to go to the neighborhood across the highway, let alone go out around the world. You don't even check in. Text message.
But what if they said his dad's a trainer, like you said, but what if he's already met his dad and he just didn't say
it? Then that makes him even fucking worse. You up here, why you playing your son? He beat you because he got all the badges. You lost to your son, so you ain't that good. You've been out here doing all this time, you're getting beat by your son. Get the fuck out of here. You're garbage.
Just to add to what you said, supposedly, one of the theories was that his dad could be Professor Oak. That was one of the theories.
Too old.
But then they said he's a trainer. Mm-hmm. They said he could be either Bruno or Silver. Those are the two possibilities that that could be his dad.
Nah.
Nah, you don't think so?
I'm not buying it.
Nope. Garbage. He's garbage.
Rob, who you got?
My worst anime dad, Gendo Ikari from Evangelion. And I'm going to come with two examples. One, when Shinji calls him and is just like, hey, Dad, time for some parent-teacher conferences. Would love it if you could come down to the school, meet my teacher, and we'll talk about these things. And what does he say to his son? Do not ever call me about this shit ever again.
He got
you business. You go to Misato about this. You go to Misato about this. I set this up. Do not call me. Click. He's not in his son's life. Abandons him after his wife's death. Abandons him until he needs him. And only calls on him only because he needs him. Gives him zero instructions. Just like, get in there and pilot the thing. He's just like, no, Dad, I don't know what I'm doing. He's like, okay, bring out the dead girl. Bring out the half-dead girl. Let's wheel her out. Let's get her in there.
Put the pressure on.
Who's also like basically a surrogate child to him. He treats her like trash, objectifies her, has no care, only cares about her as far as an investment. Here's the second thing, though, and I think this is even worse.
That was just the first thing.
That was the first one, yeah.
Here's the second thing. So then there was the time. Remember when they brought in the fourth child or whatever,
yeah.
And they were gonna, and the suit went fucking nuts, and he's just like, Shinji, you're gonna have to kill the suit, and he's like, no, Dad, like I don't want to do it. I don't want to kill this. My friend's in there, and he's just like, all right, shut this kid off. I'm fucking taking over the controls, and then Shinji has to sit there and watch in the suit. As his dad starts beating his friend to death inside the other suit, and when Shinji starts screaming about it, he's just like, turn off the comms. He doesn't even want to hear that shit.
Dad! Shut him up.
Shut him up. Shut him up. I don't care. So, this dude does not give a fuck about his kid, doesn't give a fuck about anybody other than his dead wife.
Okay, so.
Worst anime dad.
So, now we're going to have an anime father that you have to defend. Interesting point. Who do you have to defend, Ice?
Gendo Ikari.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
quick question, Rob. If Shinji doesn't do what his dad tells him to do, what happens to all of Japan?
Well, no, here's the thing. So they have two other kids that can also still pilot these suits.
But not to the power level of Shinji, though.
Okay, let's make your point. Your time's on. Go ahead.
I mean, but that's part about what happens to Japan if Shinji's not there.
It gets leveled.
It gets leveled,
exactly.
I guess? Okay. But here's
exactly. That's what it is. Gendo, his methods are trash. He could have been there throughout, but he was handling business. He was saving the world. He was saving Japan, okay? Without Gendo Ikari, there would be no anime. Because there'll be no fucking Japan.
Okay.
Think about that. Think about that.
Interesting.
No DBZs, no Jujutsu Kaisers, no Mob Psychos, MH, Naruto,
hey,
none
man,
of that
that's
shit.
Neo Tokyo, all right? that shit's already been out.
None of that stuff. None of the Japan, all thousands, hundreds, and millions of people. I don't know what the population of Japan is, but it's millions of people would have died if it wasn't for Gendo Okari and him. He knew what it was. And he said, you know what? Putting his father shit aside, you need to do this. And he didn't want to do it, and he still took over and said, fuck this. I'm a part of this shit myself. That, like, to do that as a dad, to, like, sacrifice one for the sake of millions of people, that's big thinking. Because think about it. If you died, if all of us died right now, mm-hmm. and they said, hey, man, I got to basically fuck my kid over for you and your lady and everybody else to be alive, you're going to be like, oh. All right, fuck that little kid.
Okay.
Fuck that
okay,
kid.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fuck it then. Let's go here then. Since I'm supposed to do this, let's go here then.
And would I do that with my son?
Yes.
If they can,
oh,
I,
yes.
I knew that was coming. I've already.
You're the only one with a kid here.
You got to understand. I've thought all of this. If somebody said.
Ice is his age right now. Ice is, what is he, 10, 11? How old is he?
11. About to be 12 this year.
He's pretty much damn near
his age. He's getting
age. Yeah.
No, I want to hear
this. If he come, if, and let's make it known. Let's make it known. I have a well-solidified relationship with my son.
Now go ahead to answer
That's
the question.
That's my dog.
Answer the question.
He loves me. I love him.
Stop buttering his
answer, answer the damn question, Ice.
If it came down to it.
Uh-huh. And your son.
And they said.
Your son.
That I had to do was send
so delayed. It's a such a delayed answer.
Yeah, uh-huh. What would you do?
I would fucking do it.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Icy. You hear this? You hear
Icy.
The pop?
I would. No, let's put it like this. He would.
Bro, you on the chopping block.
After talking to him, I'll be like, this what he would do it. He wouldn't be a bitch about it.
Here's the thing. I think your son would try it, and then he'd be like, God damn, this is the real.
This he wouldn't be.
And then he'd be like, I'm not doing this. I
don't
want to do it
anymore,
Dad.
I'll take over the suit. Turn off his comms.
But think about this, though. We not having this conversation. Gendo Okari is not that trash of a dad if Senji want to do it. All the people, Naruto, Gon, fucking all the people that we took. Gon is on a trip.
We'll get to that.
No, all the people that we think, even you think about whoever your favorite anime character is. A lot of them, they have trash dads, but we don't go hard on them as much as we would because they're out here doing it.
Okay.
But every time Senji actually ends up doing it, and not only that, but Gendo's whole plan, if successful, is also to essentially end the world.
But also
to join all consciousness together, and isn't that another kind of death?
How do we give Vegeta his flowers for being the dad that he is, and say that he's great, and he's doing Gendo's doing the same shit Vegeta's doing.
No,
it's just that Trunks and them.
No,
it's just that Trunks.
Vegeta's
just
actually
Trunks,
there,
but Trunks wants to do it. That's the only
Vegeta
difference.
Vegeta literally has Trunks in the training room with him and training him.
But yeah. Trunks wants to do it.
But Vegeta wants to do it with Trunks.
If Gendo had been like, Senji, listen, man, from your birth, I've got this robot suit. It's going to be important.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me train you.
Let me
talk
train
about
you
together.
Up.
I love you.
He called him up the day.
Yeah.
The day
zero
that,
communication
which
was
means,
happening.
Which means he tried to, he didn't want that to happen. That means he didn't
I'm
want
ready
it
to move
happen.
On.
All right. I just my quick 2 points about that. Shinji, his dad has been called by his name. He teaches him like a regular another pilot. That's shitty as hell. Two, the only time he was seeing his son before this even happened was on the anniversary of his mother's death. And that was by choice. That was by chance, nigga. Like, oh, are you here too? Oh, my bad, son. I guess. Anyway,
somebody.
I didn't come here to see your bitch ass anyway. I'm here to see your mother. Anyways, so, I mean, you defend it. I mean, there were points in there. There were some, okay. Rob's backing off this shit. All right. For me, I chose Endeavor. Here's the thing. I've seen abuse up close and personal. I've seen it from all aspects. So I understand that Endeavor is a terrible dad. Mm-hmm. I am not saying that. I'm defending the fact that he understands that now, and he is trying to become a better father, and he's taking the steps to become a better father, and I respect that. Not necessarily him all the way yet, but I respect that he's taking those steps forward. He's literally went to all his son's matches. It's a good father. He might not have necessarily been cheering. He was there. He was arm folded.
When Shoto used the flames, he was cheering. He was like,
then he's like, yes, use my powers. And he even tried to psych the other. He tried to psych Deku out. Hey, man, let me tell you something. When you go against my son, he going to get in that ass. He going to get in that ass, Deku.
He did get in that ass, too.
He tried to help his son out there. Mm-hmm. Plenty of times, I know he put his hands on his mom. He beat the other kids, told them pretty much they weren't shit. This is the kid that I'm going to go train. He's drag him around like a dog. We're going to go out there and train all day. But he's grown. He's literally asked All Might for help because he wants to be a better person. He's even watched Shoto.
He apologized to all his kids.
Apologized to his kids. He even brought his wife flowers. She only told him one time about these flowers. He's been bringing them to the hospital ever since. He wants to make amends.
How did she get to the hospital?
He wants to make. I didn't say he was. I said I respect with him trying to grow.
Yo,
I respect
ice with the fire.
I respect him and trying to grow. He even said to his son.
That was a pun, by the way.
He even said to his son. He was like, "Look, man, you
ice was like,
I love and respect you. You've grown a whole lot." And literally said, "Son, his son inspired him to be like, inspired him to be better. Was like, "Yo, man, I want to be the hero that you look up to one day." No. That was big to me. Once he said that right there, I was like, "All right, man, I gotta show him love." So, that's my defense towards Endeavor growing as a father.
Endeavor treats his children like Pokemon.
He does.
All right, go ahead. What you got?
I got Ging.
No. I'm saying because anybody got a rebuttal.
Let's get
in on this.
Rebuttal.
I already gave mine. He treats his children like Pokemon. I let them.
Okay,
down.
Rebuttals. Go ahead.
Rob. No, yeah, that's exactly like that because he has been there, you know, in one shape or another for Shoto's entire life. He is the other kids. Nah. Like he has not been around. The fact where he's even just like, don't even talk to them. They do not exist.
Yeah. They're not that important, though. What have they done in a
They're
show?
Still your
child. What have they done? Wow. Who have they saved?
They didn't ask to be born, Keenan. Right. You brought them into this world. They are your responsibility.
Hey. I ain't gonna say it. That was gonna go off the rails. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. It's just like, you know, did he try with Shoto? Yes, probably a little too hard. But he should have maybe spread that out a little bit. Listen, he's trying to make it now. He's got a long way to go.
And there was a son that is gone somewhere that we don't know where he's at, too.
He's not made amends there.
Yeah.
He's still on his journey.
He would apologize to that kid, too, but his punk ass wanted to leave. Why you got to leave your pops, man?
What?
What is that?
Get the fuck out of
you
here.
You are crazy.
Get out of here.
Keenan.
You didn't answer my question, Keenan. How did his wife get in the hospital?
I already said he was abusing.
That's it. That's all. All
right, I'm ready to move on.
That's it.
That's all you got?
There's no repairable road from that to that extent.
Okay.
Putting your hands on a woman
is terrible. It's terrible.
Yo.
Sick.
Brennan,
you're wild.
Brennan, who you going to defend? No, I'm sorry. Actually, it's Rob next. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah.
All right. Here's who I'm defending. I'm defending Van Hohenheim from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Definitely not around for a lot of his kids' lives. But it's because he's busy. He's essentially like the inverse Omni-Man. Okay. He wasn't around for a lot of the shit. But when shit starts going down, he's there for his kids and he's just like, listen, I'm gonna be straight up with you. I'm gonna be up front. When he and Al meet up and Al's just like, hey, Dad, like what's going on? He's just like, here's my whole history, here's who I am, here's what I'm trying to stop. How do we team up? How do we do this together? And at the end, even offers to sacrifice his own body to give his sons the life back that they've been searching for. So is he around? No. But does he try to make up for it? Much in an Endeavor type of way, he is trying to make amends and move on and raise his kids the best way he knows how.
But he's not out here knocking out wives.
He is not. Yeah. He loves his wife very much. In fact, so much so, when they had that photo taken, he's crying because he's so overcome with emotion. This being that's hundreds, if not thousands of years old,
He's not Omni-Man.
He was just like, this is what a fucking speck to me. Yeah. He loved his family and was trying to, and part of what he was doing was to make a better world for them. So I'd say Van Hohenheim, like, not the best anime dad, certainly not the worst.
Hey, when I was looking at this up again, he's actually out of the ones that at least he was a strong defense. He literally left to fix things. He's lived so long. He didn't even have emotion like that. He wouldn't get attached to nobody. He knows if like, yo, I'm gonna live, you're gonna die. So I understand him having you not even being able to show connection. This was hard to actually go at you about, besides him just leaving. Right. To be honest with you.
That's more than enough. You left your kids. You should have brought them.
You should have brought them out on the road.
Should have brought them.
Could have.
Could have taught them.
They definitely wouldn't have transmuted themselves if he was there. That's true.
Yeah.
But I will say yes. At the end of the day, him leaving is the reason why your wife is dead.
Yeah.
And your kid lost an arm.
Yeah.
And your kid lost a whole body.
A whole fucking body.
That's tough. Listen.
He's gone.
That's tough.
We can't get
that's tough.
We can't get mad at I know what Brendan's gonna talk about. We can't get mad at Ging for leaving and not get mad at him for leaving. Whether he was trying to fix things or not.
Hey,
he pieced the fuck out.
When we get to hit
all those problems, other than his wife,
other
ended
than
up
his,
being fixable.
That's a big ass asterisk. Other than his wife, she got, fucking,
that's
she
horrible,
got,
dog.
But like is it really his fault that she died? She got sick.
Bro,
come on.
Actually, he might be worse than Endeavor. We think about it. Because his wife died because of him.
No,
she didn't know.
She died because of him.
Not because of him. Yeah. She got caught something. She got sick. Maybe if, you know.
Maybe she caught it from somebody else's dick because she didn't have
could
a husband
Could have been.
Around.
You know, maybe she was stepping
wow,
out
Brennan,
on Van Hohenheim.
You were sick.
Brennan went there with
you. You were sick.
No rebuttal. No other rebuttals, sick. Brennan? Just the dangling? just a STD that didn't have STDs back then? We didn't know what they were?
You're fucking sick.
Okay. All right. Fuck it then, Brennan.
Untreated syphilis is horrible, guys.
It can go bad.
Every time.
All right. Last but not least. Close it out, Brennan. Who you going to defend, dog?
Hunter, baby. Ging. My defense for Ging. Is that he's not a great father, but he's definitely not the worst. My man,
that's key.
He left his child in perfectly capable, loving hands. Gon had a loving childhood where he grew up in happiness on an island that was safe. He had food in his belly every night. He had good friends. He learned a lot of life skills from good people. And when he came of age, his dad had already planned out a big portion of his life because he had been training for it. He's like, I'm going to create this whole entire game with me and all my friends. I'm going to drag all my whole community into creating a game just for you. Just so you can become who you are because you need to go through stuff. I can't be there to defend you for you to become, to be able to realize your real potential. So I'm going to help create the challenges and the obstacles that you need to overcome that I know you can overcome so that you can be your greater self. Like he was a horrible, like he was not there and that is a horrible, there's no excuse for that. But he's not the worst dad because it seems like at least a big portion of his whole life was dedicated to his son.
Instead of being the worst, about just defending him as a bad father.
Yeah, I say, no, I mean, I think he's like I said, I'm defending him as a bad father. Like, this is the kind of bad father I'd be like, all right, I can sign up for this. If I had to pick any of these on his list, like, I'd sign up for this bad father. Because this brother, like I said, he set him up for success in every way. Like, he had a loving childhood, he had food in his belly, and he had everything he needed to achieve his greatest potential.
This is how bad Ging was. There was an episode where Gon, when there's a whole crowd of people, and Gon was like, yo, man, can we talk more? You know what his dad said? Ah, I'm busy, dog. Literally, his dad said that. When he said, he finally got to, found his dad, and he was just like, ah, I'm busy,
I don't
bro.
Have time for you.
I don't
he
even...
wasn't done with his training yet.
Bro.
He got...
It was so bad that the whole... When Gon walked off, the whole crowd was like, what? Dog, fuck you. They went off on this dude talking, calling him a bad dad.
No,
instead
yeah.
of saying, I'm
going
to do better, he said, who want to fight?
Yep, and that's,
he wanted to fight the crowd.
How trash do you have to be for anime to acknowledge your trash?
Okay, so I'm with this. I agree with that. But all I'm saying is that if his son had achieved the level of training that he had gone through, then when he says, who want to fight, Gon steps up. And he's like, oh my God. You now have earned the right to speak to me.
Man, shut that shit up. Yeah. So
get the fuck out. And also, too, Ging, we're not talking about all the casualties that happened on the way. Do you want to forget that? He set all this shit up. Did he set up all these people dying? I don't want to give away who died because of Rob, but he set all this shit up, told him to meet this person, meet this person.
Yeah.
Giving these people death sentences.
Yeah.
People, what the fuck is that? That's terrible.
People die, bro.
I want to teach my son
every day.
I want to set my son up for I want to set my son up for success by killing people that I care about.
I mean,
then when the shit was done, Gon came back was like, "Whoa, finished everything. Where's my dad?" He said, "Meet up in the World Tree." Now I gotta climb.
This. More
okay,
work?
So my question would be, would you rather have him or Goku?
Goku, because Goku's there.
Yeah, Goku's alive.
I'd definitely rather have Goku.
So ask Gohan.
Absolutely, I'd rather have Goku.
Goten didn't even know whose dad was.
Which is crazy, because he could like put his hand on King Kai's back like anytime he wanted and be like, hey, it's your dad, check it in.
Even when he's dead, that's true. But at the end of the day, Gohan saw his dad enough. Yeah. Goten. I wouldn't want to be Goten.
They had a year.
I want to be Gohan.
And Goku had a year together to bond. Yeah. Where they had nowhere else to go.
The hyperbolic time chamber.
Yes. And they did.
Quality time.
He beat the shit out of his son for
to
a year.
To train up.
Yeah. I think it is also the thing about
Goku's way better than Ging, dog. It's not even close.
It's not even in the same. He's gone. And he's not even, and then he comes back and just the it's not like I'm a finish line. Hey, son, I'm ready for you. Let's go do this and have a whole back half of the adventure.
We don't
where he
we
makes
don't know.
Up for
we don't know how the show ends.
We can only go off of what we see.
Anything can happen.
We can go off of what
that
we see.
That conversation was not worth it. I'll tell you that shit.
Yeah.
All the shit that Gon went through, that conversation that they had at the end was not fucking
worth
it.
But
I don't think that was the end. Like, remember how the show ends? It doesn't.
But that's 248 episodes of that, though.
It's okay.
Come on. If you can't do... Ging is trash, bro. He's so nonchalant about it. Like I said, there's no freaking finish...
He put a lot of thought into his child.
No finish line moment for him where it's like, son,
you
made it.
He put a lot of thought into that child.
And people died.
Not a son.
People did.
His son did not.
People that cared about Ging and Ging cared about them and they died.
And
bro,
Ging grew from
that
all
is horrible.
Ging grew exponentially. I mean, excuse me, Gon grew exponentially from all those experiences.
That
and
is
he
horrible.
Is with how much level of trauma? He's gonna need fucking therapy after all
we
this.
We all have our own traumas.
All these anime kids are gonna need therapy to be honest.
All the therapy that he's gonna need after this is out of control.
It's all right. We all should have therapy.
Okay, that's true. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let us know in the comment section. Who do you agree with some of these anime dads? Who is your worst anime? Who you think is the worst anime father? And who would anime father that's terrible that you would defend? Let us know in the comment section. Y'all want to give y'all? You want to drop your ads and stuff like that, Brennan?
At Brennan the best.
Rob.
Yeah. At RV Danger.
Ice
Dot McGowan on everything. I just want to do a quick shout out to somebody that's sitting in front of us, Mr. Rob Fonda. He has been an integral part of helping me in my writing journey, and I recently got like a top finalist for a prestigious writing competition. And
Congrats, man!
So I just want to thank Rob for his help, you know, kind of behind the scenes, telling me that this is the worst shit he's ever read in his entire life, and saying it nicely. So thank you.
Not at all, man. Congrats. That's your hard work.
Yeah. All right. I want to give this quick shout out to NamiWare. That's where the Million Jacket came from. And Clueless Vino, man. He always watches the podcast, shouts us out, you know, throws his ads in there, and, you know, throws us in the stories, man. So I appreciate him.
He's a good dude, man.
Yeah.
Good conversation, too. Shout out to him, man.
Catch me on everything. Keenan Baker on every single thing. Anime Shun, S-H-U-N podcast on every single thing.
Too.
Catch me outside. Oh, yeah.
Because he's going to do the voice of the next fucking Chimera guy.
Yeah, shout out Tucker. Mm. When you see me on the streets, bro, don't even speak, bro. Just throw hands. If you catch me, you catch me. I'll take that. But we gotta fight that out, bro.
He'll know what it's about.
It's shout Tucker and Funimation. Both of them can catch these hands.
Well, Rob, you owe Funimation, you owe Rob a fade, bro.
No, my favorite moment is when we went to go see the Demon Slayer movie and Funimation logo came up, and I looked over at Rob, and he just looked so fucking mad.
I think I might have did, like, two fingers at the screen. Fuck Funimation. Yeah. I don't care how good this movie is. I'm knocking 1,000 off the score. Take that.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in every week, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out.
Peace.
And so anime was solved forever. Yep, one of them.